my message this morning is, what is the will of God for your life? What is the will of God for your life? Notice again those last two words of verse 15 in the King James Version. When Moses went to the Lord and he asked him what he wanted him to tell the people, the Lord said, tell them to go forward. And as the title of this message then suggests, in asking what is the will of God for you as an individual and for your church, what then would you say? You know, there would probably be a number of answers, such as, well, winning souls, or drawing closer to the Lord, or giving more, or greater service to the Lord and the church, being a better spouse, well, being a better parent, being a better teacher, or yes, a preacher, and so forth. But probably the words then of verse 15 are the very heartbeat of what God would be telling us today, and that is to go forward. Would you look at someone, tell them to go forward? That's God's will for your life. Those two words then carry with them the idea of advancement and progress. In the original text, it means to pull up, especially the tent pegs, and start on a journey. You have been camped here long enough. It's time to pull up the tent pegs and go forward. It's time to move on. So I'm here on an assignment this Sunday morning to tell you that is what God wants of us all to be doing individually and as a church body. The problem is then that many of our churches as a whole and many individuals, guess what? They are stationary. And stationary means we're not moving and we are not capable of being moved. We are fixed and we have gotten stiff. Now I'm still in my younger age. I'm not as old as Brother Gary and Brother Charlie. But I haven't got there. I don't think I'll catch up with them. They're going to stay ahead of me. But, you know, there are times that you can sit too long and get stiffed. How many know that? And so when I get up after being seated for a while, it takes for a minute or two. I have to stand there and let that blood flow a little bit and get moving. And I know some of y'all can just jump up and like that. But anyway... I can't emphasize then enough today to tell you God does not want us to be stationary. He wants us to be making progress. He wants us to be moving forward in our spiritual walk. Amen. The Apostle Paul, in fact, calls it a race for the prize. Running a race for the prize. He doesn't want us to be stubborn. He doesn't want us to be fixed. He wants us, yes, to occupy our ground till He comes, but not settle in. We're to keep advancing and we're to keep progressing in Him, going to deeper depths and going to higher heights in the Lord. Amen? God's message then to the church today is, I don't want you to be stationary. I don't want you to be a fixed object sitting and just waiting for the glory train to come back and get you. Amen. Well, Pastor, I'm just waiting on the glory train. I want to be sure I make it. I'm going to be watching for it sitting right. No, 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 no. Listen, it'll catch you if you're working and doing. It'll stop for you. Amen. I want you to go forward. That's what the Lord is saying. Sadly, there are then those believers who have been camped out in the place of hurt feelings and carrying a grudge on their shoulder for far too long. And the Holy Spirit of Almighty God is saying to you, it's time to pull up stakes and go forward. Some have been camped out in that place of anger and unforgiveness for way too long. And it's time for you to pull up stakes and go forward. Some have been camped out in that place of depression and in that place of worry and anxiety. And I'm here to tell you, you've done it too long. It's time for you to pull up stakes and go forward. Amen. Some have been camped out in that place of bitterness for way too long. And it's time for you to pull up those stakes and go forward. Some have been camped out long enough in a place called I don't care anymore. And it's way past time for you to pull up stakes and go forward. Some have been camped out in that place of easiness and comfort far too long. And it's time to pull up stakes and go forward. Some have been camped out in that place of satisfaction. And for sure, it's time to do what? Pull up stakes and go forward. Listen to me this morning. God is ready to take each and every one of us on a journey. Can you say amen? He's ready to take you out of that place of depression and into a place of joy and happiness. He's ready to take you out of that place of I don't care anymore and take you into a place of power and anointing and victory and favor and blessings and wholeness. He's ready to take you out of that place of easiness and comfort and stretch you and take you places that you've never been before. God is ready to take you out of that place of satisfaction and fill you with a hunger and a thirst for Him like you've never had before. And lead you then into a greater dimension of His glory and joy in the Holy Ghost like you've never had before. But guess what? You've got to be willing to change. You've got to be willing for Him to go in and work what He needs to do in you and take out what needs to be taken out. And that didn't cost you anything this morning. Now hear me closely. You can't stay camped out in those places if you want to experience the glory and the power of God in your life and in the life of your church. If you stay in those places very long, understand the enemy will take you down. I said the enemy will take you down. Here's what was happening in this text of Scripture. The children of Israel had been delivered from the strong, oppressive hand of Pharaoh. God, with His mighty arm, had brought them out now of Egypt and the slavery and the oppression. They had started their journey with high hopes and great expectations toward the land of promise. But they had marched only a few days, and suddenly they seemed to be stopped in their journey. The Bible records that they were encamped by the sea. And they did not know that God was about to do a miracle in their life. They thought they were surrounded by all kind of things. The mountains on the left and the mountains on the right and the enemy behind them. But as the song that was sung this morning, God was the one that was surrounding them. And they did not know it. They did not recognize it. Before them, again, is the great Red Sea, and on either side of them is the mountains. Behind them, Pharaoh's army was closing in fast. On the surface, yes, it seems they're hopelessly trapped. For all practical purposes, there was no way out. And in the midst of chaos and in the midst of confusion, the people come to Moses and they began to cry out to him. And as they cry to him, Moses goes to God and he says, God, what do you want me to do? They're getting ready to stone me. What in the world do you want me to do? And God tells Moses, there's not but one thing you need to do. Get up and go forward. I didn't bring you out to take you back. I said, I didn't bring you out to take you back. I didn't bring you out to leave you right now. I didn't bring you out to camp right here. This is not the land I promised you. There is much more. There's nothing to go back to. Understand, Moses, all that is left is for you to go forward. And that's exactly what the Lord would tell us today. There's nothing to go back to in this world. And if you go back, you will be destroyed and you'll return to slavery. And if you don't pull up stakes now, you will probably be destroyed. So the best thing for you to do is what? Go forward. Can you say that with me? Go forward. To the church, the Lord would say, the fields are white and ready for harvest. And what I want you to do today is rise up and go on to do the things that I've called you to do and the things that I've asked you to do in this hour. That's the word of the Lord to us. Forget the past. Forget Egypt. Forget the pain. Forget the agony. Forget the hurts of the past. Bury it and go forward. To individuals, the Lord would say, what you need to do is get up. Stop wallowing in your self-pity. Stop wallowing in your regrets. Stop wallowing in the past and those bad memories and go forward. Stop wallowing in your bitterness and your anger and go forward. Stop enjoying where you are right now and go forward. And before the church can go forward, listen, we as individuals must go forward because it is individuals that make up the church. When you're talking about the church, you're talking about yourself if you're part of the church. Have you ever heard people sit around and they complain because the church is so dry and the church is so cold and the church needs a revival, but they never seem to be concerned about letting revival what? Start with them. Now, I mentioned this before, but some time back, I was praying for God to come in and move in our services. We sing about we need a move. And guess what? He responded early one Sunday morning. He said, no. He says, why don't you make the move? And why don't you step out? And when you step out, I'll honor your faith. What we must realize is that we as individuals are what make up the church. And for the church to have revival and go forward, you and I must have revival in our own lives and go forward. The church can't do anything until you or I do it. Amen. Because why? Again, we are the church. This is just a building that we meet in. And I believe, too, we are the generation that will see the return of Jesus Christ. The way things are going, it can't be too long. Now is not the time to get stagnant. Now is not the time to be satisfied with where we are. But it's time to rise up and go forward. Remember Jesus' own words. He says, I would rather you be hot or cold and not lukewarm, because when you get to that state, I will end up spewing you out of my mouth. We're to constantly be moving forward in our spiritual walk until Jesus comes. I mean, why in the world would you want to go back from where you came? There's nothing in the world worth going back to. Can you say amen? Amen. Why would you want to go to the left or to the right? There's nothing there either. And why would you want to stay where you are and be destroyed? There's nothing then left to do but go forward. Sadly, many would rather stay where they are and camp out and enjoy the view for a season, and then they end up paying the consequences. Well, Pastor, we like where we are. Oh, we have become satisfied and we're so comfortable. We like being depressed. We like being angry at folks. We like not being active in the church. Sometimes we just like to sleep in on a Sunday morning. We like this place, blaming others for our own lack. And sadly, we could go on and on and on. But please hear me this morning. God is calling us out of our comfort zones and calling us out of those kinds of places where we have been camped out too long, and He wants us to go forward in a race to the very end. I want to go run that race to get my prize. Amen. He loves us, and He does not want us to be destroyed. Well, you may be asking, but Pastor, why do we need to go forward? Why is going forward so important? Okay, then let's just look here at several reasons why it is important and why it is vital then for us to go forward. If you got your pens and your paper, I've got five. Very quickly, five reasons for that. Number one, it's when you fail to go forward, the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to stop walking by faith. Brandon talked about walking by faith this morning. But what's going to happen when you stop going forward? You're going to stop walking by faith, and you're going to start living in fear. The minute you stop going forward and making progress in your spiritual walk, listen, the next thing you know is you will find yourself no longer walking in faith, but living in fear, talking fear, hearing fear, and not faith. All your natural senses are geared then to fear. Instead of putting your trust in the Lord and in His Word, you'll begin to believe more of the lies of the devil. You'll settle for what the doctors tell you over what God says about the situation. The devil will put the fear of sickness on you and the fear of death on you, the fear of bankruptcy and failure and a host of other things in your life, because that's what he does. When God's Word says you can have victory over all of those things. I must be preaching good because I'm spitting an awful lot. Look at verse 10 again with me. It says they were terrified. They were terrified, and that's exactly what happened to them, the children of Israel. When they came out of Egypt that day and they were going forward to the promised land, there wasn't a speck of fear in their heart. They marched out of there singing the songs of Zion, and I believe the tambourines were playing and the people were dancing and rejoicing in the Lord. And overnight they had all been made whole, with none feeble, the Bible says, among them. And the Bible says they were laden down with the gold and the silver and the jewelry and the fine linen the Egyptians had given them at their asking. They were on their way out of bondage to Canaan land, and they were going forward. As long as they were moving in that direction forward, they were full of faith, and everything was all right. But the minute they stopped and looked back at the enemy and stopped going forward, faith was replaced with fear. Now, instead of the army full of faith singing the victory songs of Zion and marching then toward the Canaan land, they are like a bunch of scattered sheep crying out and wailing in the wilderness, and they are filled now with fear. If you're here today and you're filled with fear, it is a good sign that you have stopped your spiritual journey and you are in your spiritual progress. Somewhere along the way, you have camped by the sea, and faith has been replaced by fear. And unless you pull up those stakes and get on the move again, I'm here to tell you, you're in serious trouble. How easy then it is to enjoy where we are and to be satisfied where we are. But that is not what God wants for us as individuals. As His children, He wants to replace the fear with faith. And guess what? That only comes by going forward. Hearing God's word and then being obedient to the word. Number two, those spirits of murmuring and complaining who happen to be the cousins of fear will find you and they will attach themselves to you. Why? Or if you're not going forward and you then have opened the door to fear, and behind fear comes the cousins, murmuring and complaining. For the children of Israel, it wasn't long before a fear replaced faith. And then complaining set in. They started complaining to Moses. Notice again in verse 11 how they blame all their problems on Moses. They don't want to assume any of the responsibility themselves. Complaining then is a sure sign of no forward progress. Instead of being a marching victorious army, they are now standing there murmuring and complaining against Moses and God who has brought them out of Egypt. Understand something with me this morning. It will happen every time. You want to know who are the murmurers and the complainers, who they are? They are the people who have stopped going forward. They're the people who are not growing in the Lord anymore. So understand, when you're going forward with God and you're up front where the action is, then you don't have time to complain. In fact, you're not looking for something to complain about. There is a difference in being concerned about situations that arise and handling them in the correct biblical manner. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But when you are spending your time with the Lord in prayer and in His word and making progress in your spiritual journey, listen, there's no room for complaining. And yes, we should always be on guard. Can you say amen? Watching and praying always, the Bible says. Why? Because we know we have an enemy on the prowl. And yes, life will bring lemons. Did y'all know that? Life will bring lemons, and I like it. We take those lemons and we can make lemonade out of them. We know life isn't always pleasant. Things don't always go to suit us. But when you're going forward, listen, with your eye on the promised land, you don't have time to stop and murmur and complain. So again, number one, when you fail to go forward, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to stop walking by faith and you're going to start living in fear. And then number two, when you stop going forward, you're sitting still, and that's when those spirits of murmuring and complaining will find you and attach themselves to you. Here's number three. If not dealt with, a backsliding spirit will find an open door in your life and will come in. Now, I'm not sure what relative he is. I just know he's kin to fear. We could say the great uncle, but I'm a great uncle, so I don't want to call him a great uncle. Okay. Finally, they said to Moses, "Why don't you just take us back to Egypt? It would be better for us if we were back in Egypt." Can you imagine that with me for a moment? They had just been brought out from under the whips of Pharaoh. And within days, they are standing there saying, "We would be better off back in Egypt." I can't imagine why anyone would want to go back to Egypt, which actually represents a world of sin and bondage and slavery. Yet sadly, a lot of people are out there looking back over their shoulders. A lot who are looking to the left and to the right. And you want to know why? Because they've stopped going forward. They've stopped moving in the direction that God wants them to go. Listen, if we stop going forward, eventually we will start going backwards. Let me ask, do you ever find yourself missing some of the things of the past? Do you ever find yourself wishing, well, I wish I could just go back there and do some of those things I used to do? If you do, then it is a good sign that you have stopped going forward. Watch this now. You could write this down. When the past looks better than the future, you've stopped going forward. Number four, very quickly. If you're not going forward, you're more than likely hindering somebody behind you from going forward. Listen, you've got to understand, there were several million Israelites in the valley that day. The people in the 50th row could not go anywhere until the people on the first row began to move. There are a lot of people standing behind you, just watching you and waiting for you to make the right move to go forward. Moms and dads, grandparents, there are children just waiting for you to stop fussing. And oh, I'm going to get to it. They're going to stop fussing. They're waiting for you to stop fussing and cussing and get back on the right path and start moving forward like you're used to. And if mom and dad would do it, then guess what? The children most likely will follow. Have you ever thought that you might be holding your children back because you're the one setting the example? And if you fail to go forward, then they probably will also. I wonder how many then are standing behind us, just waiting for us to make the right move, just waiting for us to take the right step then, to exercise the right kind of faith before they move. Well, but Pastor, they shouldn't use that as an excuse. I agree. But whether we like it or not, people are watching us. And because we are not going forward, guess what? They won't go forward either. And I, for one, do not want to hold anybody back. So the question is, who is standing behind you waiting for you to move? And they can't move until you do. Now, this is not a condemning message, y'all. This is an inspiring message. Word. You've got to take it as a word of inspiration today. And yes, I'll just be gut-wrenching honest with you. It has to start with the top. The church, most of the time, won't move until the pastor moves. Most of the time, the sheep won't move until they see the shepherd move. Can you say amen? The church won't move until the leaders move. The church won't move until the teachers move. The children won't move until the parents do. Someone has got to start the move. Someone has got to begin to go forward. It's bad enough to think that I am at a standstill in my own life, but to think that I am preventing someone else from making progress, guess what, is even worse. And need I remind us that every one of us will stand before God and give an account for our lives. Don't you worry about what they're doing over there. Well, did you see what so-and-so has been doing? Oh, don't worry about them. Don't worry about all the evil people out there doing all kind of things. Come on. God is going to judge them in time. And as I said last week, there ain't going to be no partying in hell. Amen. And my prayer every day, and I've said this before, Lord, I want you to deal with my stuff right now. I don't want to take it into judgment. Don't let me carry my junk into judgment. I want my sins dealt with today. Amen. All right, number five, moving right along. How are we doing on time? Oh, we're doing good. I got another hour. All right. Number five, when you fail to go forward, you prevent yourself from seeing the miraculous.
Oh, come on.
Woo!
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't know what, I don't know about going forward. There's such a big sea ahead of me. How am I going to get across? I think I'll just stay here where it takes little faith. A place I'm so familiar with. So I'll just deal with what comes. Can I answer that? No, you won't. You will be destroyed. Don't you have that kind of frame of mind? Listen, God told Moses, you tell them people to start moving forward. You take that rod, Moses, and you stretch it out toward that sea because you're going to move. And when Moses obeyed and he took that first step and did what God told him to do, the winds began to blow and the waters began to roll back on every side. And God said to tell them over there in verse 13 again, don't you be afraid. You stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall see again no more. Listen, God always moves when we're willing to obey and take the step of faith that he asks us to take. How many times does the Bible say when the priests moved, or when the trumpets sounded, or when the army shouted, what happened? The walls came down. God did the miraculous. But we have it backwards. We say, well, if God would just do something, then I would do something. No, no, no. Look at somebody say, no, no, no. Guess what? It does not work that way. God says, you take me at my word. You give and it'll be given back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You step out on that water and you go forward. And when you do, then I will slip my hand under you and I'll be there to see you through. And I'll do the miraculous. I'll multiply the loaves and the fishes. I'll supply what you need. I'll open the blind eyes. I'll open the prison doors. I'll part the Red Sea for you. And he'll part the Red Sea for you today in your life. Hear me this morning. God is waiting on you and me. Come on down, Brother Galen. If you're willing then to take the step to go forward, God will part the sea and destroy the enemy. He will do the miraculous if you and I will do our part. So what is God's will then for this church? What is God's will for you as an individual? Two words. Can you guess what it might be? Go forward. Go forward. Let's not believe the lies of the enemy another day. Close every door to keep him out. I said, close every door to keep him out. Take God at his word. Believe what he says. Get up. Take that step of faith and watch what he'll do in your life as you determine anew today to go forward. Lord, I'll not stay another day where I'm at in the spirit. I'm determined. I'm going to step out and I'm going to go forward and I'm going to walk in obedience to your word. What's he been telling you today? What has he been telling you this week? Go back Go back. Try to remember what was the last thing He told you to do that you did not do. And now you're seeing all the results of your disobedience. Oh my gosh, I don't have time to tell you all the stuff because of my old disobedience to the Lord. Hopefully by my age I've learned a little bit. Do I still mess up? Absolutely I do. I get mad at the dogs. Get mad at the animals. But guess what? When you get knocked down, don't rejoice against me, O my enemy. For when I'm down, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, God is a light to me. Amen. He said, come on, get back up. Keep going forward. Don't stay don't stay in the pig pen. You get up and you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand together. Handorabasata bahashata. Arabahasata bahasata. Oh, mighty God, mighty God. I thank you today. I'm determined in my heart. I'm not going to stay where I've been. I'm going forward. Higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God. I want everything that you've called me, that you've got for me. Everything that you've destined in my life to have, I want, God. Oh, handorabasata hashata. I don't want to hold anybody back. Handorabasata. I'm looking forward. I'm running the race for the prize that has been set before me. Horabahasata. The scripture says the Lord. For that which was set before him, he endured the cross. He saw what was ahead. He saw the lives of millions and millions that would be healed and saved and set free and become his children, become a part of the family of God. So he endured the shame. He endured the cross for what he saw ahead. And guess what? He sent His Holy Spirit back to us. Oh my goodness. To help us, to comfort us, direct us. Be there to lift us up in that time of need. Don't you dare look back. Don't you desire the things of the past. Look to the future. Look what God has got set for you. Amen. He's got a heaven prepared for us for an eternity. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Worship the Lord with a hand clap right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for each and every person here today. Lord, I just ask God that your word would just saturate us. Lord, let it get down in my spirit even more. Oh, I thank you for what you have done in my life. Thank you for where you brought me from. Thank you that you pulled me out of that pit and you set me upon a rock to stay. And I thank you, Lord. I want my eyes set upon you. I thank you today for this body. Thank you for where you're taking us. Lord, help us to walk in obedience to your word. Help us to desire everything about you and to go forward, not be complacent in our spirit of where we are, but desiring to go forward, not looking back. Because our eyes are on the prize. I thank you today. I speak blessings over this body in the name of Jesus. If you need prayer today, we're here. We're right here. We'll pray with you. We'll agree with you. Oh, my goodness.